And now, our story continues. Leroy Duval had made no further attempt to reach Ricky Scanlon after being blocked at the hospital by Dr. Paul. Instead, he had elected to await the outcome of Jonathan Smith's plan. Jonathan, who had been positive he would have Ricky removed from the hospital by Sheriff Ellis. As for Mavis Haggerty, although irritated by Dr. Paul's refusal to let her see Ricky, she had no alternative but to accept it. However, this morning Mavis had determined to make another effort to visit her brother, and Duval had offered to drive her to Miles Memorial Hospital. Now, as Mavis locked the door of her small house and walked towards Duval's waiting car, she looked upon both the car and its occupant possessively. Mavis was pleased by Duval's attentiveness, so pleased that ideas for the future were beginning to take shape in her mind. Ideas that promised security for the young widow of the late Dick Haggerty.
Hello, Leroy. Did I keep you waiting long?
An eternity, my sweet.
See, it was just a couple of minutes. Did it seem so long?
Only because I was so eagerly anticipating the pleasure of your company.
You never run out of smooth talk, do you?
Well, it comes to mind very readily when you're around, Mavis. And you look especially charming this morning.
The one in this old suit.
Old? Very becoming.
Why, the color don't even go with my hair since I mean, it's not really my type at all, Leroy.
Oh, really? There's nothing wrong with the way it fits. I noticed as you came out, it, well, shall we say it enhances your lovely figure?
I gained a couple of pounds since I wore it last. If that's what you mean, hon.
You always were a very pleasing vision, Mavis. Well, shall we go?
You're swell of you, Leroy, taking me to the hospital. Are you coming in to see Ricky?
No, Mavis. I'm sorry, but I can't this morning. I have some calls to make. You will give Ricky my regards, sir.
Oh, sure. But I know the kid would like to see you. He's always thought a lot of you, Leroy.
I'm glad of that. You know, Ricky's always been a favorite of mine. Such a shock to me that he's in this, well, this difficulty.
Yeah. He liked to kill me at first. If the kid had only come to me, if he'd talked to you, honey, maybe he would have got mixed up in it. Oh,
nothing would have pleased me more, Mavis, having Ricky feel that he could come to me. I feel, well, rather like a big brother toward him. Tell me, do you suppose Dr. Bach will permit you to see him this morning?
I don't know, but he'll have a nerve if he doesn't. A body's got a right to see her own brother.
Yes, I should think so. I thought he was being rather officious yesterday when he refused to let you see Ricky.
Yeah, so did I, Leroy. If it had been anybody else but Dr. Paul, I guess he meant well enough. I can understand him not wanting any visitors. But when it comes to me, Ricky's own sister.
Yes, of course. That's just what I meant.
But Dr. Paul's nice in a lot of ways. I felt pretty good about his taking care of the kid. I know Ricky'll be all right now that Dr. Paul's looking after him. What's that funny noise I keep hearing, Leroy? Kind of a squeak.
Oh, that. New brushes in the generator, something of the sort. Nothing serious.
Yeah, I think it'd drive you nuts. How would you get it fixed?
I've checked on it, and it should disappear in a few days, so I'm told. There's nothing to worry about.
I'll bet Ricky could find out what it is in a hurry. He's smart as a whip when it comes to cars. Poor kid. I wonder how long he'll be in the hospital.
Oh, probably not long, Mavis. His injuries aren't serious. But, you know, I think Dr. Paul and Miss Martin let Ricky down. I mean, after getting him to tell how he was involved in the liquor business, they didn't do a very good job of protecting him.
Yeah. But now that I know he's going to be all right, it don't worry me as much as what's going to happen. Do you think they'll send him to reform school, Leroy?
I don't know, Mavis, but it's a serious offense, a felony, you know.
He's such a kid. I wonder if you could help him, Leroy.
How do you mean?
Well, if Mr. Smith is behind this cleanup, and he's the one that's screaming for Ricky's blood. I don't know. I always liked him before. He was so swell when Dick got killed. But now, you know Mr. Smith so well, Leroy, and you're helping him with his campaign. If you could say something to him about Ricky.
Oh, I see. Why, yes, Mavis, yes. Anything I can do for Ricky, I'll be glad to do. I'll make a point of talking to Mr. Smith about it, huh? Here we are, Mavis. Hope you have no trouble in seeing Ricky this time.
I hope not either, Leroy. But even if I can't see the kid, I'll let him know that what family he's got left is sticking by him.
Of course. And tell him I'm sorry I couldn't stop this morning, but I'll be in to see him soon, if they permit it.
Sure, Leroy. And he'll be tickled if you're going to talk to Mr. Smith.
Oh, Mavis, you'll caution Ricky, of course, that he's to mention it to no one. Wouldn't do for a thing like that to get around, you know?
Nah, John, I understand. And Ricky's not talking kind anyway. Gee, you've been swell about everything. I don't know what I've done without you, Leroy.
Oh, thank you, Mavis. But I haven't done nearly as much as I would have liked. And I assure you I'll continue to be as useful as you permit me.
You're sweet, Leroy.
I shan't be able to pick you up, Mavis.
Well, that's okay. I can walk home. Thanks again, Leroy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And a short time later, Leroy Duval was entering Jonathan Smith's luxurious office in the Smith Construction Company.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
You're late, Duval.
Yes, I know.
Sit down.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late, but it was occasioned by a lady in distress, Mr. Smith. Gentlemen can't neglect his social obligations, you know.
Who is the lady?
I drove Mrs. Hegarty to the hospital to see her troublesome young brother. Of course, I didn't bother to tell her that she wouldn't find the boy there. Wouldn't have been wise to let her know that I had advanced knowledge of his incarceration.
Well, she'll find her brother there, all right.
At the hospital? But I thought that...
Well, Paul was more obstinate than I expected.
We wouldn't permit Sheriff Ellis to move the boy. Mr. Smith, that surprises me. I thought you had more influence with your son-in-law.
When Paul sets his head to something, nothing can sway him.
Presents a rather ticklish situation, doesn't it? Mr. Smith, your son-in-law is a sharp man. I'd much prefer that we didn't have to deal with him.
Paul's smart enough, but he's a sentimentalist. I think I can handle him.
I hope you're right. How about the boy? Has he talked?
Yes, last night.
He could pose a serious problem, you know. I wonder what he had to say.
You don't think I'd be fool enough not to be present, do you?
Forgive me, Mr. Smith. I should have known. Well, what happened?
Ricky heard me call you right enough. He could repeat the conversation almost word for word. It was enough to make him suspicious, but he's all balled up in his story. He thinks I'm the one who carted him off.
That you abducted him? That's very amusing.
Huh? Well, it's not funny to me, Duval. I don't like the idea of the boy suspecting I've got any part in this.
Mr. Smith, are you frightened?
Oh, don't be stupid, Duval. Of course, the boy's story would be discredited. But there are always a few people willing to believe anything, particularly of a man who's a public figure. Not a good idea for something like that to get started.
What did Dr. Bach and Miss Martin make of it?
Well, they didn't believe it, naturally. But they put a lot of stock in the boy. Instead of looking at it as a bare-faced lie, they think he's just confused. The thing I don't like is that he's still around to hammer the point home.
But surely the word of a boy like that against a man of your stature, Mr. Smith.
That's not point, Duval. I can't afford to have even a boy like that accusing me. The people around here aren't entirely stupid, you know. They're going to realize that Ricky had to get hold of that liquor someplace, and that adds up to somebody else being in on the deal. The sheriff's already mentioned it. As a matter of fact, he suspects Walters.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, as much as told me. Stands to reason a boy of Ricky's age wouldn't be on his own. Ellis figures there's an adult mind behind it. He's an easygoing man, and I can do a lot with him, Duval. But he's as honest as they come. Just between us, I don't think he'll let it rest.
Mr. Smith, I agree with you. It doesn't look so good. What do you propose we do?
Huh? What do you think, Duval?
Rather looks to me like the Hegarty case. You may need a scapegoat, Mr. Smith.
That's exactly what I think, Duval. But I think you need one, too. And instead of a scapegoat, why not give them the guilty party?
What? You mean Walters?
Why not? He looks to me like the logical man.
Wary did the dapper little Duval find himself without a ready answer. But now he looked at Jonathan with unconcealed surprise. What was the nature of Mr. Smith's proposal? And what was its significance to Pop Walters, Duval's partner in the bootleg racket?